Nancy Agati is an artist based in Philadelphia whose work has extensively explored the intersection between environment and creativity. Thank you for speaking with me, Nancy.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to begin by simply asking you, when is the Schuylkill River most visible to you? On your commute, at work, when you're exercising?
I noticed the river when I first started going to grad school at UArts. I would bike back and forth every day. And that was sort of the beginning of my relationship with the river. Since then, I still commute to Philadelphia by bike, often on the paths, and I'm often exercising. So usually I am on a bicycle when I am by the Schuylkill River.
And when you're looking at the river, what are you seeing? How would you describe the river?
I describe the river as reflective, in a way that draws you in. And also, when light bounces off the waves, the eddies, the ripples, that's the thing that catches my eye the most. I also would describe it as soothing yet energizing at the same time. It pushes me forward, yet it calms me down. It's possible to forget the rush of the passing traffic along the drive if your focus is on the river.
And in your creative life, how is your work inspired by or in dialogue with the river?
I've been observing the movement of water and making various work about water for many years. I'm interested in the act of noticing, especially things that I assume may go unnoticed or could be taken for granted. My work is about nature, and a lot of times those things that I'm thinking might go unnoticed are from nature, and I often go back to water in specifically. Much of the work that I've done in relationship to the Schuylkill River has been about our human experience and awareness of bodies of water. The work has attempted to instill a meditative sense that can focus on the flow, the movement, the reflection, the light, and so on.
And in closing, during your time living in Philadelphia, have you experienced or seen changes in the river?
There certainly has been an increase in activity along the river. It is great to see so many people spending time outdoors, on bicycles, running, walking, boating, watching movies, skateboarding. Can't forget that. The extension of the paths along the river have made the commute by bike amazingly easy and safe. And it's brought more people in contact with the river, which I feel is a resource that really deserves our attention, physically, environmentally, and spiritually.
Great. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me, Nancy.
Thank you.